yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Melissa Etheridge may have a new album out that pays tribute to classic Memphis soul, but for now, she's in the Christmas spirit, taking a break from promoting the latest album and going out in a trio format for a series of holiday shows, which will bring her to the Mahaley Theater on Friday, December 9th at 8 o'clock. It's Melissa Etheridge's Holiday Trio, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Melissa Etheridge back to the Roundtable. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very, very well.
Well, happy holidays, and thank you very much for being with us. How did the Holiday Trio idea come to you?
Well, I was first thinking about it earlier this year when I was thinking about what shows I'd like to do, and I've never really toured any kind of holiday show, and I had an album out in 2008 called A New Thought for Christmas, which is kind of more of a spiritual thought. It certainly has no, you know, formal dogma or religion attached to it, and I just was really looking forward to kind of, you know, doing a holiday theme, and then as 2016 sort of rolled along, I'm realizing now that it might be a really good place for some healing and some just to lift spirits. That's really my goal now. It is these shows for people to come and just do some healing and really kind of set ourselves up to begin a great year. And so I'm hoping people will leave feeling better than they came.
Let us talk a little bit about the trio. There's you and then two others. Tell us about them.
Yeah, that would be a trio, yes.
Yes.
There's my drummer, Brian Delaney, and my bass player, David Santos. And that really frees me up to really stretch out musically. And I'm able to do a lot of guitar work. And it's a very, you might think, oh, that might be a small sound, but it's actually because of the space, it makes a very, very big sound. And you know, yes, we're gonna do some of the holiday themed songs, but you're also gonna hear your favorite Melissa Etheridge hits, and you know, we're gonna leave exhausted and rocked out. So that's still the plan.
And yet, you will have holiday favorites that will be included as well.
Absolutely.
But have you been out since the election?
Like out of my house?
No. Well, that certainly is an apt question as well, but out on the road.
No, I have not. I've really been actually at my home in Los Angeles, and you know, dealing with kids and, you know, doing life like that, and this is my first really, you know, time back on the stage after, you know, our world sort of took a big shift, and you know, I'm not here to blame, or I certainly am not going to add to the, you know, divisiveness at all. I think what's best for us is to find a way to understand that maybe we're all the same, in that we're all kind of afraid of each other, and maybe we can start healing that.
And I guess that is why I asked the question, because when you talked about this in the mood for healing, I was wondering if that came out of something that you had personally experienced, or if it was just a sense of the world at large.
Oh, sure. You know, as an out gay person, you know, I LGBT person, I'm, you know, we've been through this before, though. I'm used to this, you know, 20 years ago. So I'm like, oh, okay, it's just the last dregs of that. And yet there is there's a sadness one feels of when people are afraid of you. You know, you're like, oh, there's nothing to be afraid of me. And then I realize, oh, I have my own fear of others. And so this sort of cyclical fear that's going around and around, you got to break that cycle. And I think here's a good place to start.
When you go out and you do a show, pretty much any show, I mean, you bring with you your sensibilities, you bring with what people know about you, but does it become all about the music, or do you really want it to be the mix of you and what you bring to the music?
Well, it is driven by the music. I have, you know, been on the stage since I was 11 years old.
Right.
So, there's a part of me that is in everything. So I'm bringing myself as an entertainer, yet I realize I'm just a conduit. I'm just a channel for, you know, the higher energy that comes through and is exchanged between audience and performer. And I'm honored to you know, be in that position.
Tell us a little bit about Memphis Rock and Soul, of how that album came about.
Yeah, well, I wish I could bring the whole, horns and background singers to the show, but, we'll come back through with that, because this album, Memphis Rock and Soul, is just maybe one of my favorite pieces of music I've ever done. It is, I kind of always shied away from a cover album, thinking, no, I'm a singer-songwriter. I want to, prove myself. Yet, looking back into my roots and coming up with, hey, these are the songs and the artists and the time and the feel that inspired me to write the songs, inspired me to write I'm the Only One and Bring Me Some Water. These are the foundations of which I built my musical sound on, and singing these songs is so much fun, and recording it was an amazing experience. And I just, if you're a fan of any of my work, I really would encourage you to check this album out, because it's me singing the way you love me to sing. It's all full and heartbroken and soulful, and man, it's just a lot of fun.
You sound great, but man, the horns behind you sound amazing.
Oh, there is just nothing like that. It just doesn't get any better than that real live horns, other people singing. It's just such a celebration of music.
So when you come to the Mahewa, you do the Holiday Trio. Obviously, this is very stripped down, and but very intimate. I would assume you even get to play more, don't you?
Oh, totally, yes. I really enjoy the trio, because I get to relax I love the Memphis show, but it's very, you got to kind of stick to the script, or else people will start falling off the stage. You gotta let people know what you're doing. But in the trio, I can just, I'm so free to express myself however I wish. So there's a real freedom to this and creativity, and I do enjoy doing it very much.
And talk a little bit about intimacy. I mean, obviously you play really big rooms, but it must be nice to often play smaller places.
Love to play the intimate rooms, because then I can really, they're the type of places that, kind of my favorite crowds, the ones that will get so quiet you can hear a pin drop when I'm singing, that ballad or those lyrics that you really want to hear, and then will get on their feet and scream and holler, when you're hearing Bring Me Some Water or I'm the Only One. It's just one of my favorites.
When you think about the future, the next album, would you do something like the Memphis Project again, or will you go back to writing your own?
I gotta tell you that I'm in a position I've never been in. I was actually just having this thought last night of, okay, next year I'll probably, create a new piece of music. What's it going to be? And I've never had this sort of choice of, wow, I really want to, I'm experiencing so many things. I would love to put these down and write songs and do an original album. And I also enjoyed the heck out of Memphis Rock and Soul, and I would love to go into another musical influential group, like Latin music or country music, or there's just all kinds of places I can go. And I told myself and my management I was going to wait a couple more months before I made a decision of what I was going to do as my next step, because I really want to see where Memphis Rock and Soul goes, and I really want to, I just want to think about it some more. It's kind of a nice place to be in.
And for you, is it something as simple as you know it when you feel it? I mean, that it feels right?
Oh, that's the only thing I have to go on.
Yeah.
anything else never worked. It has to feel right. It has to feel like me. That's the only time I connect with my fans.
What is that connection like when it's all working perfect and you're on that stage and you're connecting with the audience? What is that like for you?
That's perfection. I have said that being on stage is kind of the safest, most perfect place for me because I've done it so long that I know this place where the audience, you know, believes and trusts, and I know that I've got that, and I know that I can deliver, you know, the dynamic and what needs to happen to transcend the audience, and that probably is just the greatest. It's got to be like hitting a three-pointer or something, you know, in basketball.
Sure.
or doing a pick six, and it's just got to be one of those feelings of, wow, that was great. And I wish I could sustain it always, but, you know, you can't. And I'm so fortunate to be able to have experienced it over and over and over.
Melissa Etheridge's Holiday Trio comes to the Mehewi on Friday, December 9th at 8 p.m. You can find out more information by going to mehewi.org, mehewi.org. Also, remember, the new album is Memphis Rock and Soul. Melissa Etheridge, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck, and we'll look forward to having you in the region.
Always my pleasure, and I look forward to it. Come on out. Say hi.
Have a beautiful holiday. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Be well. Again, Melissa Etheridge's Holiday Trio Show comes to the Mehewi on Friday, December 9th at 8 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to mehewi.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow.